with a planner saying Humboldt County has set a record by reviewing 5 cannabis farm projects at once, the Planning Commission proceeded to approve them at its April 3rd meeting. The 5 interrelated projects together amount to more than 3 acres of cultivation area, but with irrigation needs covered by rainwater catchment and PG&E grid power at 4 of the 5 project parcels, there weren't any obstacles to permitting. Senior planner Stephen Santos described them as, quote, kind of standard cannabis projects. The grouped parcels are located in the county's southeastern area off Hog Trap Road in New Harris. The applicant for all 5 permits is Mark Finley of Garberville, doing business as Hog Trap Farms LLC and Finmark Farms LLC. Showing GIS images, Santos explained the grouping of the parcels, their water sources, and how they're related.
It's in the New Harris area, which is in the southeast corner of the county. And here's this graphic I prepared using our GIS to try and show the adjacency of the 5 projects. The 5 white polygons indicate the individual permit applications with the permit application numbers annotated. The blue splotches, also indicated by the yellow arrows, are the 3 rainwater catchment ponds that make up the backbone of the irrigation system. And the reason these 5 are being brought to the commission together is because they're interrelated in 2 ways. One is they share an irrigation system, the 3 rainwater ponds I just mentioned, and then they all process their harvested cannabis on the same parcel.
The only project in the batch with potential issues is 13,560 square feet of outdoor cultivation and 20,000 square feet of mixed light cultivation. Santos gave the details.
This particular project is the only project that is being approved under 2.0, the CCLUO, the other 4 are being done under 1.0. The reason this one is being done under 2.0 is because the applicant requested to convert an existing outdoor area to mixed light, and we would consider that new cultivation, even though it's going in a spot that's already disturbed and already being used for cultivation. And the only way to do that was through 2.0.
Santos noted a Bureau of Land Management comment letter that raised concern about potential northern spotted owl impacts, but he said it's not an issue.
We did get a BLM response on this one, expressing some concerns about northern spotted owl habitat. We received some additional, in response to that, the applicant provided additional evidence provided by a registered professional forester. The cultivation areas, the closest cultivation areas are at least 900 feet from BLM, so well beyond the 600 foot minimum. And because they're all occurring in areas already disturbed that had already been used by cannabis, there was no northern spotted owl habitat that was being implicated or impacted by the proposal. And so even if we had referred the other projects to BLM, I think it's safe to assume that we would have gotten a similar letter from BLM and would have been able to make the same findings as we did on this one, since this one is the closest.
According to a written staff report, the permit's conditions of approval include controls on lighting, prohibiting use of synthetic netting for erosion control, and requiring wildlife-proof refuse containers. The other projects range in size from 7,200 square feet to 40,000 square feet. All the projects are pre-existing and were unanimously approved in a single vote. Also on the agenda was a project in the Garberville area that aims to combine cultivation, non-volatile manufacturing, distribution, and nursery operations. It was on the meeting's consent agenda of routine items, but was continued to the next meeting. The project has gotten some complaints about grading and development activities and activities related to use of Sawmill Road as an access. The hearing for the project is set for the Commission's April 17th meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.